Today on Lake 88, we are looking at the fundraisers. I am so pleased to be joined in studio by Henry Lane, who lives here in Perth, correct, sir?
Right. I'm on Rogers Road.
And you have been a fundraiser in many different capacities for many, many years. Isn't that right?
Many years. It started in 75 when my kids were going to St. Pius X. And that was a fundraiser. The first year I was like the vice chair.
Mm-hmm.
And the second year I had to take it over because the other guy was too busy. And wow, it was about 6 months of raising funds in a particular kind of way, so that we raised, I believe, about $75,000. And that's before the Roman Catholic schools were funded from grade 10 on. So
that's a lot of money. How long have you been in this area, sir?
We moved to Perth in 2003.
And I know as soon as you got here, or shortly after, you found different ways to give back to the community here too, right?
Well, it all started with Ken Fournier, because we were both involved in 93 with bingo. That's when we started. We were part of the group that started the provincial bingo. And I'm not sure if it's still running or not, but guess what? That's how I met Ken Fournier, because I was one of the ones in Ottawa representing the bingos, the larger halls, because I was involved in Merivale Road. And Ken was from the Perth area, and the smaller hall, like he was with the Perth Civitan. So that's how we got together. And then when we came to Perth, a lot of it because I had lived on Mississippi Lake for the summer for like 3 years or something in the 80s, and been in Perth a number of times for different things. We even curled back in the 60s, so with CFRA. So there are lots of things that led us here, and Civitan was part of it. So I've been volunteering with Civitan since 98 when we formed a club in Canada, and then it'll be 25 years come June of this year.
That's incredible, sir. And I know one of the major fundraisers that you were known for was the recycling program. Tell us a little bit about that, how it came to be and how much money you raised, ballpark.
This all started in 2018. When the Kiwanis Club had reached the point where their membership was so shrunk, so small, and they were all like in their 90s or thereabouts, and it was too hard for them to keep doing it. And so they were looking for a group, and Ken got the call. So then I spent a half an hour convincing everybody in the club that we should do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a great fundraiser, and they promised us at that time that it was $10,000 to $11,000 a year with the recycling of the, you know, you have to sort the bottles and the cans and you name it. If it comes in an alcoholic container, you have to deal with it. So
some people would say, well, I mean, that sounds easy, but no, I mean, you had to, like you said, you had to sort them. There was a lot of work that was involved in
this. There was a lot of work. And Linda, my wife, the two of us would be there roughly 2 hours.
Wow.
And in the wintertime, it begins in October on Thanksgiving, from there until the long weekend in May, Victoria Day weekend, then you got 3 days a week. But once you hit the summer months, it's 4 days because we're open Sunday from 10 to 6. So that was a lot of work. And you do double the amount basically over those summer months than you would over the winter months.
And you're raising a lot of money by returning these. And what would the money go to, sir?
Well, you name it, because we contribute to the Perth and Smith Falls Hospital Auxiliary. We do cancer. We did a cancer night on the 26th of April. And I don't know what we raised, but roughly in the 9,000 area. And we just donate, there's like 47,000 a year that the Lanark Civitan Club will donate.
Amazing. It's absolutely incredible. And when people hear about the Civitan and, you know, the different, they know that they're raising money to help local charitable efforts, but they may not know how that money is being raised. So I'm really happy that you shared with us this particular way. And I know it's only one of many that you did.
There's many things that we do. I mean, support the food bank, support people individually, things that are going on. You remember the lady that had the fundraiser at the Perth Civitan Hall? We donated $5,000 to her because she needed a different doorway to get the wheelchair in and out.
Yeah.
And there's another one coming up that we're helping her as well. And not her, but him. He's in McDonald's Corners. So that's another one that's in the process now. They're going to do a fundraiser on the 24th of June, I believe.
Last question for you, sir. Why is it important for you to fundraise and to give back to the community? I know that's a tough question to answer.
Well, it's not tough because, you know, if you attend church, you know that when you give, it's right in the heart where you feel all this. And when you're helping someone, they feel good that you've helped them, but you feel basically equally as well that you were able to help somebody. So it's volunteering is the best thing you can do. And I've been volunteering since 75.
Henry, I want to thank you so much for coming in to speak with me today. I really enjoyed our conversation.
I hope it's good.
It was excellent. Much appreciated. One of the fundraisers here in Perth that we're featuring today, Mr. Henry Lane, who, as he said, has been raising funds since 1975, volunteering. I would have been one when you started, 1 year old. Thanks again, Henry.
Thank you.